The story behind the patch. Have you ever passed a man who was 6 feet 10 inches tall and asked, "How's the weather up there?" It's a friendly gesture on your part, but he must hear it at least once a day, every day of his life. The comment inadvertently reminds him that his height isn't normal. Jessie Buckley is the nurse who wears an eye patch. She endures well-meaning comments of curious members of the public every day, but she's getting better at dealing with it, thanks to the counseling help she received from the Earl Baum Center. "Some people tell me pirate jokes," Jessie said. "Others assume I've had cataract surgery. People say, 'Oh, who poked you in the eye?' Some compare me to their pet dog or horse who has only one eye and is doing fine, assuring me that I will too. But I'm not a pet. I'm a person who needs to earn a living." Jessie used to feel obligated to tell people her personal medical history, the story behind the patch. Doctors diagnosed a tumor in her left eye some 30 years ago. After 17 surgeries and countless treatments, the tumor continued to come back. "It just would not die until they took the eye," she said. She had reconstructive surgeries to repair damage from the treatments. Now she has a prosthetic eye, but it can be painful to wear it for long periods, so she prefers the patch. And then several years ago, a workplace bully blindsided her. The experience resurfaced long-buried fears and emotions from abuse she'd endured in childhood. She continues to experience being startled several times a day, which triggers her fears and adds stress to her busy life. At EBC, she learned a vocabulary that allows her to communicate to coworkers and staff how she wishes to be approached. "EBC taught me that I don't have to relive my story just because somebody is curious about my patch. I can just smile and nod when people make assumptions. They don't need to know my story, or even that there isn't an eye behind the patch. What I would want someone to say is, 'I noticed your patch, and I wish you well.' Not even, 'I hope it heals,' because there's nothing that's going to heal. I'm not going to have my vision back. I have strong faith and I believe in miracles, but I have to live my life. EBC gave me the skills, confidence, and tools to succeed with my vision impairment. And for that, I'm very grateful."